Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and with today's podcast, we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. These verses may be quite familiar to us, but did you ever realize that this portion of the word describes a daily life in view of the Lord's second coming? This portion in 1 Thessalonians 5, it begins and ends with the matter of the Lord's coming, a kind of charge to these new young believers in Thessalonica that they should have a daily life always with a view toward the Lord's coming back. And in this chapter, at the close of this epistle, Paul shares some very practical matters that are all so applicable in our daily life that can actually help us to be ready for the Lord's coming, that equip us so that we might grow, so that we might have a normal daily life and be prepared for the Lord's coming back. In the previous two sessions, we have focused on verses 16 and 17. Always rejoice and unceasingly pray. In this session, we will cover some of the following verses. Verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Christian life should be characterized by thanksgiving. A joyful Christian is actually a thanking Christian. How is it possible to actually give thanks in everything? This has a lot to do with our vision or our realization of the Lord's love and the Lord's sovereignty. Romans 8:28 tells us that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. Oh, brothers and sisters, we can be assured if we love the Lord, everything in our lives, every little detail in our lives, God can cause that to be for our good. That is, that we might gain him and that we might be transformed and conformed to his image. And in Matthew 28, the Lord promises that he will be with us to the consummation of the age. Nothing that we go through is in vain. Every aspect of our lives, brothers and sisters, every day of our lives can have eternal value. The Lord is with us all the time. And in every situation, in any situation, we can gain him. We can be one with him. Actually, brothers and sisters, there are many things that we can be thankful for. Of course, we can be thankful for our salvation. We can be thankful for the precious blood of Christ. We can be thankful for the Spirit within our spirit. We can be thankful that the Lord made us with a spirit so that we can have fellowship with him. If we would have a view, a realization, even an appreciation of God's sovereignty in our lives, then we would be thankful about so many things. There are so many details related to our families that if things had not worked just the way they did, maybe we would not have gotten saved, or our parents would not have come into the church life. Brothers and sisters, God's sovereignty has been around us all of our lives and actually with all of our families. So we can give thanks in everything. So the verse continues, verse 18, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yes, to always rejoice, to unceasingly pray, and to give thanks in everything, are really God's will for all of our lives, that we could live a life of enjoying the Lord, of fellowship with the Lord, and even so joyful in thanksgiving to Him all the time. Then verse 19 continues, "Do not quench the Spirit." Oh, did you realize that the Spirit in your spirit is a fire, and He is on fire? He is burning all the time. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't quench the Spirit. What we need to do is positively fan the flame of our spirit, as it mentions in 2 Timothy chapter 1. We need to fan our own spirit into flame. We need to fan one another's spirit into flame. Brothers and sisters, even right now, there is something burning in your spirit. The Spirit wants to burn in our environment, wants to burn in our schools, and wants to be let out. Oh, we should not quench the Spirit. We actually have to be on the alert. We have to be on guard, because there are always many factors around us, especially from worldly influences, that can quench the fire in our spirit. That's why we have to be on guard for the things that we look at, for the things that we view, for the things that we hear, even the companionships that we keep. We have to be careful, else our spirit might be quenched. Hasn't this been your experience? Sometimes through reading the Word, or by having fellowship with other brothers and sisters, or just by having a time of calling on the Lord, as we spoke about last time, just calling throughout the day, we do sense the Lord's presence, and we sense the flame in our spirit. Maybe after a conference, we also feel that we're on fire for the Lord. But it's possible that just a day or two later, we're quenched. We have to study this situation and analyze, why could we be quenched? Probably some factors came in that just poured the cold water on us, and maybe we were unaware. Brothers and sisters, we need to be on guard. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. Even in the meetings, we have to be careful. Don't quench the Spirit. Sometimes you might be in a meeting and you have no intention to function. Maybe you're at the Lord's table. Maybe you're in the prophesying meeting of the church. And there's a kind of feeling inside that you don't realize even where it comes from, but you now have a sense. Pray something, say something, even just pray out, "Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for dying for me." Maybe you have the sense to pray this at the Lord's table. Do not quench the Spirit. The next verse says, "Do not despise prophecies." This also kind of implies something of the church meeting. In the meeting, don't despise any speaking. All the speaking in the body can help us, can minister something to us, so that we might be prepared for the Lord's coming, that we might grow. Anyone speaking can water the seed of life in our spirit. So do not quench the Spirit, and do not despise prophecies. The chapter continues with verses 21 and 2. "But prove all things, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every kind of evil." Brothers and sisters, we need to have the right discernment. As I mentioned before, we need to be on guard. You know, the Lord told the disciples a number of times, watch and pray. To have a proper prayer life, that like what we described in the previous two sessions, of calling on the Lord, of praying, of having fellowship, of enjoying the Lord all the time, to have such a life requires us to be watchful in our lives, because there are many things around us that will come to quench us or to carry us away. That's why we have to prove all things. We have to test them out. We have to see whether this thing is really profitable, as it says in 1 Corinthians. All things are lawful to me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. So we have to prove, we have to check things out, And we have to be honest with ourselves. If we want to go on, if we want to grow, we must have a kind of a filter, even a psychological filter, of what things we will receive and what things we will reject. There are certain entertainments. There are certain things we view. To a certain extent, they may be okay to give us a kind of recreation and relaxation. But there comes a point where maybe the things cross the line. And we have to rise up. We have to stand with our spirit. And we have to reject some of the things. In verse 22, it says, to abstain from every kind of evil. Some versions translate this verse, abstain from all appearance of evil. Of course, that's included. We should be very vigilant not to give anyone the impression of evil, not to give the ground to anyone to say anything about us as if we're participating in anything evil. But this word, kind of evil, actually means species. I'd like to read something from the note here in the Recovery Version. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:22, note 1. It says that this Greek word means species. It denotes anything in view, anything in perception, hence a sight. It refers not to the appearance of evil, but to the kind, the form, the shape, the sight of evil. The believers who live a holy life in faith, love, and hope should abstain from every kind of evil. We must be on guard, brothers and sisters, in our daily living for anything that would come to defile us and to quench us and to distract us from having such a proper, normal daily life in fellowship with the Lord. And the next verse, verse 23, tells us the reason, tells us the goal, gives us the motivation, and brings us back to the matter that we've been emphasizing concerning the Lord's coming. This verse is very familiar to many saints and even many young people in the Lord's recovery. This is the verse that we use to show that man has three parts. But I hope, brothers and sisters, today we would go beyond that objective knowledge and apply this verse to our daily living. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters, our daily life today, the hours of our day, the activities of today, they could have some impact of how we would be at the Lord's coming. We need such a daily life, such a normal daily life of always rejoicing, of praying unceasingly, of giving thanks, not quenching the spirit, not despising prophecies, proving all things, abstaining from every kind of evil. All these matters prepare us so that when the Lord comes back, we could be preserved complete. Our whole being can be preserved complete. Not only our spirit, but even our soul and our body. Oh, we do need to be on guard, and that our whole being would be ready for the Lord's coming. But I would like to conclude with the encouragement of verse 24. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. Amen. He is faithful. He called each and every one of us to come on this journey of our Christian life. And he will be faithful to the end. He will accomplish it within us. He just needs a little cooperation. And what is our cooperation? Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope that this brief fellowship would encourage you to have a daily life so normal and so full of the enjoyment of the Lord in all the small and little things of our daily life and in all the ordinary days of our daily life. Oh Lord, prepare us for your coming. Oh, saturate our daily living. Keep us calling on you, breathing you, enjoying you. Keep us thanking you. We love you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. We pray, Lord, oh, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.